Every January, I tend to talk about motivation, getting fired up, setting big goals, and starting strong. But here's the truth. Motivation is unreliable. It's an emotion that comes and goes. Habits are what carry you when motivation fails. The athletes who grow the most aren't the ones who feel motivated every day. They're the ones who build simple, repeatable habits that support their goals. Habits shape how you prepare, how you respond under pressure, and how you show up when things get hard. In this series, we're breaking down the science of habit formation and sharing practical ways families can build good habits and break ineffective ones together. Not through willpower, but through systems that actually work. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. Welcome back from holiday break, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas season, holiday season. As I mentioned, we're kicking off January with this idea of building better habits. And if you are in need of some progress and helping yourself gain an edge, quite frankly, the best way you can do it is through building better habits. I don't know if you're familiar with the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. I highly recommend you read it. It is phenomenal. It's so actionable and very easy and user-friendly to apply in your life. But what I'm going to do is take these next few episodes in January and actually dive into this material to give you the Cliff Notes version of how to really build better habits into your process as an athlete, as a parent of an athlete, to help you start your year off with a bang, if you will. Now, this isn't just for you, this is for me too. I have, over the past year, for many reasons, have gotten out of various good habits. For instance, going to bed in a timely manner. I've been in this really nasty habit of reading for until the wee hours of the morning, which is just stupid. And then I have not been working out the way I need to over the past year. And because of that, you know, I'm putting on weight and doing all. So long story short, this isn't just for you all listening. I need to take my own advice, if you will. And so as this is my podcast and I get to do what I want, I've decided to rebloom myself on habit formation so that I could get myself back into some more effective habits. But more importantly, share that wisdom with you all to help you, especially if you're a young athlete, figure out how do you actually get better every day? And so research shows that for most of us, 40 to 45% of what we do on a daily basis are not conscious choices that we're making. They're decisions, they're actually habits that you've created over time. Now, sometimes those habits are effective, sometimes they aren't. But because almost a majority of what you do day in and day out is built on habits, that's probably something you should look into to decide whether the habits you're engaging in are serving you, helping you improve and be effective in your life, whether that's in school, in sport, at work, or if they're working against you, if they are ineffective habits that are getting in your way of being successful. Before we dive into the full, like how to manipulate your habits, I want to just give a quick, very brief highlight of what a habit is. It's essentially a mental shortcut. So it's learned from experience. Habits usually don't form from nowhere. They're reliable solutions that occur to solve a problem. And they're designed to help free up mental space and cognitive load and a mental load, because quite frankly, if you have to make a decision for every choice that you have to make throughout the day, you actually burn out your willpower and you get decision fatigue. So the idea of habits is that you're offloading some of those decisions. Is you've already made a plan, you've created a behavior, repetitive behavior that gets you to do something you needed to do without needed to be reminded. So something as simple as waking up in the morning and brushing your teeth. As you were a really young kid, that wasn't a habit. You had to learn that. But now I would give a hunch, right, is that you don't even think about it in the morning. You wake up, you go brush your teeth, you go to the bathroom, you do all those things because it's learned, right? And it's a shortcut. You don't make that decision anymore. And so we can use that, we can leverage that same ability to help program behaviors that we need to get better at our sport, to be more effective in school, maybe completing homework and getting stuff done. Or maybe this is a mental and emotional habit that you have. For instance, dealing with pressure. When you are dealing with a pressure situation, is your habit to fold and be scared by that? Or is your habit to be challenged and see that as an opportunity? So your thinking habits, your optimism, your emotional responses to situations that you're experiencing in your life can all become habits. And so we want to make sure that you are, one, aware of where habits come from, and then how to start manipulating them for good, if you will. All right. In the very simplest terms, again, you can dive more deeply if you want to take a look at Atomic Habits by James Clear. He provides some amazing information in here, but I'm, again, going to give you the Cliff Notes version. A habit loop, a habit is created because there's some sort of cue in your environment. So a very simple example is, let's say your phone dings. That's a cue. And that cue reminds you that there's a craving. A craving is a desired state or somewhere you want to be or something you want to get. And let's say, for instance, right now that you are bored or maybe you're doing homework and it's tough. The craving is, I want relief from this boredom or I want relief from doing this hard work. And so what happens is you respond by picking up your phone and checking out why it dinged, what notification or whatever you got. And then the reward is you've relieved that boredom. So maybe it's a friend who's texting you. And so you spend a few minutes texting back and forth with your friend, or maybe it's a notification that your favorite, you know, YouTuber posted a new video or whatever. And the reward is the desired state, right? You were bored or you were anxious and stuck doing hard work. And you're like, I want relief from that. And because you checked your phone, which was the response, you got the you got the reward you wanted. Now that's a very simple version of this, but this applies to any type of behavior. Let's say, for instance, training for your sport, okay? It's fairly easy for like team practices because it's a set time, you know when it's happening. But when you have to do some training on your own, maybe the cue is coming home from school and seeing your sports bag by the entrance to the garage. The craving, ideally, it would be like, I want to get better at my sport. And so you go grab your sports bag and you practice doing some drills, do whatever. And the reward is you actually start to improve your sport. You improve at skills and abilities that you need. And so the idea here is we want to stage our environment and we want to make it easy for us to respond in ways that help us build effective habits, okay? Because most habits don't start with motivation. They start with a cue. And so something you see, you hear, you feel triggers what you want to do next. And so as athletes, if we want to build better habits in school or sports, the first step is to learn to notice what's actually driving your behavior. Because maybe right now you see your sports bag and you're like, doing some drills and working on my sport is boring or it's hard work. So instead, I'm going to go do watch TV or play a video game. You've built now a habit that's ineffective. Okay, so we want to really figure out what's driving our behavior and how can we make good habits more obvious and bad habits easier to miss. Okay, so one of the first, James Clear talks about four very specific laws of behavior change is a way to think about it. The first one is if you want a good habit to stick, you have to make it obvious. And if you want a bad habit to whittle away, you need to make it invisible. So you're eliminating the cue to do that behavior. And the biggest thing that you not need to do first is really recognize what are some of the habits that you're doing surrounding your sport or surrounding practicing or training for your sport or getting your homework done, getting your assignments done, being focused when you are needing to do homework or important tasks, okay? So you have to start with awareness. What is some of the behavior I'm engaging in? And identify for yourself, is that an effective habit or is it ineffective? Is that causing me to be distracted or not do the behaviors that I need to be successful, okay? So if we want to build a new habit, a more effective habit, doing extra practice outside of team practice, you got to think about, how can I make that work? How can I make that habit obvious? How do I trip over that behavior? And so something that might look like is maybe laying your gear out the night before practice to make sure that you have everything you need. Perhaps if it's homework related, is you put your homework planner on the kitchen table, right? When you come into your home, if the kitchen table is the first thing you see, right? When you come home from school, that's what you see. Maybe it is reminding yourself to breathe during pressure situations. And so you write something on athletic tape on your wrist and you write something like breathe. Okay. So you want to make whatever behaviors you're trying to do more of obvious. Okay. That it's front and center, it's in front of you, and it makes it easier to do. Now, the opposite to that is that if you're trying to get rid of a bad habit, you want to make it invisible. You want to eliminate it from your awareness, trying to remove the cue for doing that behavior from your environment. So something as simple like the homework example that we talked about with your phone going off, one way to make that bad habit of checking your phone every few seconds and getting you distracted from your homework is leave your phone in another room. Make that ding, that cue of an alert coming onto your phone, invisible, right? If it's in another room, I can't hear it, I can't see it. Something as simple as, let's say you are a gamer, you love to video game, but that gets in the way of you when you come home from school wanting to go practice. Okay. And I'm not saying you have to practice every day, but I'm just using this as an example. What you can do is maybe hide your video games or hide your controllers. Or if you make it so that you can't see it immediately upon arriving home, maybe it'll be harder to go engage in playing those video games or whatever your distraction is when you get home. Okay. So the goal here is, what is the behavior that you want to start doing? And you can start small. Right? It doesn't have to be major change over time. If you can start instilling habits, there's a beautiful process that if you want to focus on building effective habits on a daily basis, you have to understand who you believe you are, what identity you have for yourself, and those are intertwined. So you are not going to behave in ways that are different from who you think you are. So if you think you are a gamer, right, and you come home, and you're like, my goal is to game. Well, okay, it's going to be a lot harder to stop gaming because that's who you are. If you think of yourself as an aspiring college athlete, for instance, aspiring college athletes work hard outside of team practice. Oh, okay, that's aligned with who I am. So then going and doing an extra workout on my own makes more sense. Okay, so your beliefs and who you think you are, what you believe about yourself, are intertwined with this idea of building better habits. But the cool thing is, we can start to also shape our beliefs by, when you engage in everyday habits, it actually starts giving you proof to start changing some of those identities and those beliefs. And so if right now you're like, maybe I'm not that serious of an athlete, right? I'm not a career athlete. I'm just a person who plays sports, right? Those are two different mindsets. So if you want to be a career athlete, however you define that, right? If you show yourself that every day you've done a little bit of something to practice your sport, it starts to provide proof that, oh, maybe I am a career athlete. Okay. So thinking about how your thoughts and your beliefs mix in with this is really important. But ultimately, if you want to start a new habit, you have to make it obvious, right? Put that cue for that behavior in front of you so that you trip over it and make it obvious. All right. And so, again, some simple examples of this might be if you know that you want to do some extra hitting practice off the tee every day. And even if it's 10 minutes, right? It doesn't have to be long things that take up a ton of time. Maybe you put your batting gloves on top of you put them next to your school snack or something. And that reminds when you come home from school. And that reminds you, oh, I got to go do some hitting. Maybe it's putting your cleats by the garage door so that you remember to go outside and do some ball skills work. Maybe it's for school, it's putting your backpack by your bedroom door and making sure that you have at the end of the evening before you go to bed, all of your homework and all your things that you need to go to school the next day is sitting there in the backpack to to help you be more organized in the mornings or something along those lines. Okay. So there's a lot of different ways you can use this, but we want to pick something for you this year. Okay. Again, we're going to be focusing on, I'm going to give you more tips and tools for the rest of January. Is think about what's an ultimate goal you have for yourself this year. And what is a small habit that would help you make progress towards that goal? For me right now, it's my weight. I've been dealing with some different things. And so my habit that I need to get back into that I was doing previously is 4 or 5 days a week, I need to be going to the gym. What helped me do that was packing my bag in the morning and literally driving past my gym on my way home from work. Okay, I need to start doing that again. And so I'm going to keep my gym bag next to my door that goes out to my garage to get my car, right? So I'm going to leave it there. So I literally see it. I'm going to pack it the night before and I have to literally move the bag to leave the door. When I move the bag, I'm going to open it and go take it to my car. Okay, so that's my simple habit that I'm going to get back into that helps me make progress on getting back into the gym, working on my fitness. Okay, so long story short, pick something that you want to work on. And what is a small daily habit or weekly habit that you can work on, that you can do to help make progress on that? Okay, so let's dive into some conversation, help you really think through this. So a quick reminder, there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause and discuss between each individual question, or you can listen to all of these questions and discuss them as you see fit. Okay, so number one, the obvious question is, what is one habit right now, thinking about building our self-awareness, what is one habit that you do automatically without thinking? And then ask yourself, is that habit currently serving you or not? Is it helping you? And by taking that time to build some self-awareness of what are you already doing, that might give you some direction to what do you need to do more of, or what's not working for you and what do you need to change? Okay, so start with assessing your current habits. Now, the second question is, what is a good habit that you can make more obvious this week? So let's say this is a behavior that works well for you, but you're not doing as much of it as you'd like. Okay, or if you've identified that there is a specific behavior you want to do more of, for instance, like me going to the gym, how are you going to make that habit more obvious for you this week? What cue are you going to build into the environment that reminds you to do this behavior? Okay. And again, parents, this is something for you too, right? Work together with your kids. So while they're working on a habit, maybe you can work on one too. Okay. All right. Our third question today is, I really want you to think about what is maybe a negative habit that you have or a distraction that you have that gets in the way of you doing productive things. Okay, so again, maybe that's your phone. Maybe it's something, right? What is a distraction that gets in the way of you doing effective habits? And how can you make that distraction less visible in your environment this week? Okay. Again, maybe that's hiding something. Maybe it's just putting it away. Maybe it's putting it in a separate room when you need to do focused work. What is a distraction in your environment that takes you off task or gets in the way of you performing effective habits? How do you make it less visible? Okay. Our final question of the week this week is, as a family, how could you place more reminders in your environment, cues, for effective behavior? Again, across your whole spectrum. So whether that's eating more healthy or doing more activity or being more focused while doing homework, or maybe it's as a family, you've decided to watch less TV and you want to do more interacting like board games or things like that. Whatever it is, what is something as a family that you can be more diligent about putting reminders in your spaces that cue you to do those effective behaviors that you want as a family? Okay, and come up with a plan as a group. What's one thing you can do to place a reminder in your space? Okay, again, remember to keep those conversations rolling. These are things that you might have to play with and adjust as you go. That's fine, but try it out, see how it goes. And I'd love to hear about it. Comment below in this thread and tell me how it's going for you. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with somebody in your environment, right? Share someone, a friend, a coworker, whoever that you think would benefit from this episode. If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters to help you or your athlete stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, I'm always looking for suggestions. If there's something that you would like me to discuss on this podcast, you can hit me up in the notes. There is a link that you can message me directly. Or if you'd like to find me on socials, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching. You can DM me there. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday season. I can't wait to keep these conversations rolling with you as we go forward into this new year. See you next time.